All right. So tonight's my today was my grandmother's yahrzeit. The learning is Lelui Neshama of Yentachava Bat Shlomo Zalman Zechrono Livracha. All right. We've been talking about Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av, as we know, is this holiday which comes up the Shabbos, and the Mishnah, we went through that already. It describes how the women would go out to the Kramim and dance there, and then they would have the men would come out and they would make shiduchim on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av. Now the Gemara gives different reasons why Tu B'Av is celebrated. We went through yesterday the one from about Hoshea ben Ela with the Pruzdiot. So one reason the Gemara mentions is from the Benot Slavchad. We know in the Chumash it describes that if you have the Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu and it gives to Benot Slavchad, if you have a man who only has daughters and they're going to yarshin the property, so they'll yarshin it, but they have to marry within their shevet. They have to marry within their tribe because we don't want the land to be alienated. We want to preserve the territorial integrity of each shevet. But then the Gemara says, this is what Hashem commanded for Benot Slavchad. Later on, there was a bezin that convened, and on Tu B'Av, they determined that that's only for that generation. Later generations, that everybody can marry with one another. It was just like sort of like open shiduchim. You don't have to worry what shevet everybody's coming from, and indeed, the territorial integrity of each shevet will be somewhat degraded, but the main thing is everybody will all be together. There's a piece from the Abdur Rav. The Abdur Rav is the Oy of Yisrael. That's Rav Avram Yehoshua Heschel. We mentioned already that everybody borrowed their garments, and so everybody is like open for the shiduchim, and everybody's borrowing. It's like a, sort of like a free, open type of situation. So he says, Tu B'Av is. You could read the Tu B'Av. You can understand the 15th day of Av, but another way to understand it is Tu B'Av is the 15th. Letter in the Aleph Beis. Tu B'Av. Tu is 15. B'Av is B'Aleph Beis, the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis. So what is the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis? It's hard to figure out quickly. But it's a Samach. Samach is the 15th letter. So Samach is a big circle. Samach is a circle. So the Abdur Rav said that the circle represents absolute unity. Everybody's like equal in the circle. Everybody's coming together with equality. And on the Shiduchim, that's the way all the women were. There's a friend of mine, Rabbi Ariel Diamond. He was in the Kol El Yom, but he was saying, like on Tu B'Av, everybody's open the Shidduch and everybody comes there and everybody's borrowed the garments and then you sort out who you want to marry. You get to decide that, but it's equal open for that. Now, the last sugya in the Gemara in Maseches Tanis mentions, it says that Amr Blazar Atidikach Baruch Lasot Macholot Tzadikim. So Blazar says in the future the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim. He says V'hu Yoshev Beinehem B'Gan Eden, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will be sitting amidst the Tzadikim in Gan Eden. V'chol Echad B'Echad Mareba Etzmo, each one of the Tzadikim will point with his finger Shenemar Bayar Bayomahu is that this is the God that we put our faith in. And whenever it says Zeh in Chumash, it's usually like pointing out, like HaChodesh HaZalachem, right? So it says that Hashem pointed out the new moon. And Zeh Ma'aseh HaMenorah. This is the way the menorah looks. So it's like always like pointing. So it's pointing out. So Rav Simon quotes in his Sefer, and it's also the Daf Dai just had this as well, but he quotes from Rabbi Yudalei Eger, who is the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, that he brings down in his Sefer Torah Emet in the name of his grandfather. He says when the Gemara says that this incident that everybody, well, the tzaddikim will be in a circle, so his grandfather said in this world each tzaddik means like the Hasidic rebellion are called tzaddikim is the way it works out. Each tzaddik serves Hashem in a different, to our way of thinking, they're serving Hashem in a different manner. He says, and the way of one tzaddik is not the way of another tzaddik. But in the future, it'll be clear that it was all one derech. In other words, that everybody was on the circle with the focus in the middle of the circle. Hashem is in the middle of the circle. So in the future, in other words, so the Gemara is saying it all relates to the same thing. In other words, the women are dancing in a circle. It's like they're all equal. And the tzaddikim are also in a circle, meaning that they each have a different derech, but the derech, they're all equally good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way that this is coming along. And they're all focused on the middle of the circle. The middle circle is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I want to connect this with something that Rav Schechter has in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav. We're going from Sefer to Sefer. But he brings down the Vilna Gaon, who was very makpid on Simchas Torah, that nobody should be on the bima at the time of the Hakafot. According to the Gra, when you do the Hakafot on Simchas Torah, nobody should be on the bima. he says, because the Hakafod are a zecher for this Gemara about the tzaddikim going around, and only a Kaddish Baruch Hu, in other words, are pointing to a Kaddish Baruch Hu who's in the middle, and they're going around. That's the way that should be on Simchas Torah. So it's not Kvod Shechina that anybody should be up there. So the Rav added on to this. He said that all during the 7 days of Sukkot, we go around with our lulavim around Sefer Torah. In other words, on Sukkot, we have a hakafot, right? We have a lot of hakafot. So on Sukkot, we go hakafot with lulav and esrog, and then there's a person with a Sefer Torah in the middle. And then on Simchas Torah, we all go around with Sefer Torah, or some people go around with Sefer Torah, and then nobody should be in the middle. So the Rav said that what's in the circle is the way to get to what's in the middle of the circle. So normally means I'm going around with lulav and esrog. Lulav and esrog is an example of a mitzvah. In other words, through my mitzvot, I want to achieve Torah. Torah is in the middle. That's the person holding the Torah. And then I have lulav and esrog. So doing mitzvahs, not just lulav and esrog, but all mitzvos. In other words, it can't just be lomod. It's got to be lomod l'shmor v'lasot. I have to observe the mitzvot. So if I combine observing the mitzvot, then I'll be able to achieve Torah. On Simchas Torah, we go around with the Sefer Torah, meaning that through delving into the Sefer Torah, studying Torah, it's like the Zohar says, and he quotes it here, that Pikudin Inon Evarin Demalka. The mitzvot are the limbs of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Torah is the essence of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That through immersion in the Torah, we're able to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why the Grah fell, that nobody should be in the middle of the Bima on Simchas Torah. So the idea is that that Tu B'Av, we can think of a lot of ideas, even if you're not like a single woman wearing white clothes. Even you have a circle, you know, equality. And that's why we dance at Simchas in a circle. It's like we're all equal and coming towards our Avodas Hashem, you know, from an even plane. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? What's up?
So you've gone into a lot of detail over the past few days about all the amazing meaning, symbolism, and power of all this custom and on Tu B'Av that we've had, I presume, for a very long time.
I haven't done it all, but go ahead. What?
So why not today? Because I don't think anyone would allow that today, right?
Well, first of all, so the answer has to be like our attitude, like people's standards today. You mean why don't we do it, have shiduchim on Yom Kippur?
Yeah. So
well, there are some women that do go around with white clothes, and there are people who do different things. But I would say that like today, our standards, like the way we view shiduchim, has changed considerably from Zman Chazal, and there they had like one attitude towards it, which was like kedusha and coming close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and now today people have a much lower attitude towards it, and I think that's why we don't do it today. Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, okay, but Rabbi Chananim, Shneimar, Anachos, Chazal, Tichach, Rambam, Sfot, Shneimar, Anachos, Chazal,